Hello.
Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues in elections in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Ron Kirk.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I don't know her.
Thank you. What about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about President Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
I don't know that person.
Thank you. What about Victoria Neve Criado?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Oh, I think I'd vote for Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you so much. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is the most important to you? Local control, guns, abortion, education, or voting rights?
Voting rights.
Thank you. Which one will be the second most important for you? Local control, guns, abortion, or education?
Abortion.
Okay, thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
The first one.
First one, thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it makes no impact on your opinion. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely
probably those.
Probably. Thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen.
The strongest vote.
Definitely vote for. Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Probably vote.
Thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at leaving the American dream.
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health and background checks.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Probably.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you. Jasmine is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense and problem-solving approach.
Probably.
Thank you so much. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely
doesn't
vote against.
Matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you. Liz Ginsburg losing records shows she's not the right Democrat to win HB 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there's no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today.
Does it matter?
Thank you. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in their legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Does what matters.
Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach abuse of power.
Probably.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you so much. Lastly, having heard all of this information and this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
Abortion.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. What is the last grade of school that you completed? 11th grade, 12th grade, 12th grad, college grad, graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? African American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Caucasian, or other?
White.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. We really value your participation. Thank you.
Thank you.